This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Argentina's debt obligations rose to 72% of gross domestic product in 2019 from 41% in 2015. Left-leaning government, the Peronists, have returned to power in Argentina after the economic disaster of the conservative business-backed previous government. A Corsican environmental activist was assassinated by elements of criminal gangs. New Mexico Gas became the largest oil producer after Alaska and Texas, replacing California and Oklahoma. Before the crashes of its Supermax plane, Boeing worked to undercut FAA oversight, including getting language added to a bill that effectively made the company, not the regulators, the final arbiter of safety. North Carolina State Court effectively threw out the state's map of congressional districts, saying critics were poised to show beyond reasonable doubt that it was an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander favoring Republicans. U.S. Supreme Court has passed these issues of gerrymandering down to the states. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, announced that he would support an early general election, likely paving the way for a vote in December, adding another layer to the Brexit issue. Amazon is using many Bangladesh textile suppliers that other retailers have refused to use for export for their failure to provide safe working conditions and wages to their workers by signing the codes of conduct after the tragic fires killing hundreds in plants there. Top Ukraine expert Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, of the National Security Council of the White House, will tell impeachment investigators he twice reported concerns about President Trump's pressure tactics on Ukraine, acting out of a sense of duty. Harriet Tubman, who died in 1913, was the first woman to lead an armed assault in the Civil War. Ultra-processed food currently accounts for 57% of the American diet, a proportion that is rising. The San Francisco-based Lime electric scooter company hires about 60,000 freelance juicers, independent contractors, who sign up to charge the scooters through the same app that riders use to rent them. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.